Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Man Baggage, part two of a discussion about organisation in two distinct parts that you can organise in your podcast application, please. I'm joined by Neve Spencer and Aldo Kane. So Aldo, what are you like at being spontaneous, Aldo? What are you like?
Yeah, I'm mega. Like, tomorrow we drive to Scotland. We just decided today that we're going to do that. We're going to pick up my dog. You know, like, I'm organized with lots of things and I'm incredibly spontaneous with almost everything else in my life. You know, like when they do these psychometric testing and they say, well, you're a risk taker, you're likely to take drugs, you're likely to have unprotected sex, you're likely to do, you know, like all of these sort of things.
What a night out that would be.
Yeah, all in one night.
Bring it on.
But yeah, you know, that sort of thing is, if you're organized in your general everyday life is organized, you can take these bigger risks and you can take these, fuck it, let's go here, let's go do this. If you're so like smashed by work and deadlines and you're just a shit show with everything in your life and you can't do that, you're never able to lift your head above the parapet and see what's out there and see like what opportunities there. And for me, you know, the big part about being spontaneous is just about having time. Time is more valuable than money. Time is, you know, the biggest thing that most people don't have. And that time is what allows you to be spontaneous. Because when you're grafting 15-hour days at a factory, like, you don't have time to be spontaneous. You're just, like, you barely have time to be organized. And if you want to have a hobby, then you better be organized because you're never going to fit it in.
I mean, I don't want to get a violin out that could be shattered with a toffee hammer, but I do a dream job. I'm doing my hobby for a living and leading a very privileged existence. But basically, I have no, more or less no light at all. I don't see friends, I don't go, because stand-up is all-consuming. Yeah. Yes, I'm not in a factory, but I was adding it up, 17 hours traveling in the last 48 hours, and I've slept for probably 14 of those. It's been crazy. So women are more organized when shopping. Research shows that women spend 5 times as long as men, 5 days, choosing a new outfit for a special occasion. Men, on average, will only devote a day to the task. I'm surprised it's a day. It's mostly open the wardrobe, what'll do. So no surprises there. But women spend more time preparing and organizing going out. So that's interesting. I'll be checking with you, Neve, if that's the case. But the findings from the Scottish Widows Preparation Nation, which isn't as solemn as it sounds. It's an insurance company. It's not like women whose husbands are dead going out. That campaign revealed that women spend more time preparing to go out shopping and doing domestic duty. So I wonder, Neve, does it flip on its head when it's a social occasion? Are you all over that, planning your outfit days in advance? Or are you just as kind of grab a shoe on the way out and hope it matches the other one?
No, I am very organized when it comes to my nights out, and also very organized, yeah, when it comes to a lot of the domestic things in the house. I'll always do a better food shop. It's always going to happen that way. I write lists. So there are certain areas where I'm certainly far, far better in the household at certain things. And I think it comes down to women and multitasking again. Plus, we plan ahead, right? So I know what's happening tomorrow, the next day, next week. I'm in charge of the diary in the house. I know this sounds so sexy. I know. I'm in charge of the diary in the house, and I'm obviously being sarcastic here. And my husband just kind of will go, what are we doing on such and such day? And I'll say, you're allowed to go out. But the thing is that there are, yeah, when it comes to a night out, God, yeah. I mean, I'll be getting ready like hours in advance, but my husband... Mm. he'll be not even dressed as I'm walking out the door, and he'll run upstairs, chuck something on, and he looks like Clark Kent being Kane Superman.
What about you, Aldo? Are you like, oh, I'm almost ready. Oh, wait a minute. And then you put some woad on or something so you can blend in at all bar one.
Yeah, gosh.
Some links. I need my wood. My party wood.
Links Africa.
You just create a mist of Links Africa and then disappear. Yeah, and how does he do it? Where's he gone? Pressed into the ceiling like that.
I never, like, even if I'm doing, like, going out to a big thing, I don't spend a lot of time planning for it. Number one, because I know that I don't have a magic wand. Literally, this is it, and this is all that I'm, you know, that you're going to get. That's it. So a bit of Wet Look Brill Cream and links, and I'm good to go. But I think a lot of it's about not being into stereotypes or like pigeonholed, because like with all of this conversation that we're having, you know, you could. It's very easy for a bloke to pigeonhole himself into that thing that he's like, I'm organized, I'm out the door early, I'm this, I'm that, and these are all the good things that they see about themselves, but they don't see that, you know, it's much better to be strict with yourself and tolerant of other people. Like, that's basic 101 of like living in the same house as someone else. So I think, like, I think we probably all suffer from a bit of like, we're mega and we're the best at what we're doing, but actually we're a bit shit at lots of things in an organized way.
totally agree but sadly, when these things get measured, they go against the lefty inclinations of people like me, because I want these surveys to come back and go, there's no truth in it. It's about half and half. But time and time again, and as time goes on, more so, no matter how much equality and feminism and gender fluidity we achieve, there's something entrenched. For example, have a look at this belter. Now, I know I'm weird and I'm the exception, but what's the point talking about exceptions? We're trying to trade in things that will help people listening to this, hopefully a large audience of people. Men leave things to the last minute on holiday. A poll of 2,000 adults by Rescue Remedy found the stereotype of men leaving things to the last minute is in fact true. The study found that men have a last minute rush before a holiday, while women are more organized. I mean, that is depressing. That wasn't taken in like 1870 or 1970. That's a recent survey.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense because, again, like, my husband doesn't know what to wear. He doesn't know what the plan is on holiday. You know, he's like, where are we going? Do I need something smart? Do I need shiny shoes? You know, what's the situation here? So, yeah, absolutely. I think men do just, it's very like, it's right on the edge of when we're about to go that he'll suddenly engage like, whoa, okay,
right,
we got to go.
Do you pack the week before, Aldo? Do you pack the week before?
So I can easily be doing like five countries, big expeditions back to back, and have all my kit in a van that I've packed for the next like 3 months that's sat at Heathrow. So I need to be like organized with that sort of shit. But I go by the rule of threes. I know I need three of everything. I wash the rest. That's it. Like, it's super simple. No,
oh my God,
fannying around, like three t-shirts, oh, three jeans. Like, it's,
oh my God,
easy.
I hit 32 kgs on a weekend break without trying. I've got supplements, I've got a fiber supplement, I've got protein bars, I've got resistance bands, gloves in case the gym's closed.
Like, I take all that stuff, but I'm three
resistance bands, three gloves. That's it.
one for each of my hands.
Three shoes. A three of every shoes, I can't.
You get a different combo every night.
This really is a tester question for both of you. Do you keep all your tickets and details in a popper folder? Because that, to me, I fucking love looking in my bag, seeing the passports, ideally in age ascending order, boarding passes inside, visas, vaccination certificates, possible tickets to attractions, all organized.
I've just become super blasé with traveling, to the point where, like, I know roughly where my passport is and the visa, and I also know that you can pretty much buy yourself out of the shit anywhere you are. Like, you can I in the back of my head, I just have this overriding confidence that I can probably get out of the situation if I need to, and so I kind of know where everything is. And I'm organized with that, but it's not like I'm not sat panicking and in the, you know, checking in the taxi, then checking, you know, it's just like, I'll even pack a bag 2 days before with the passport in it. I won't check that again until I get to the desk.
Yeah. Are you joking? Wow. You are addicted to danger. I would rather leap into that volcano with you than not do a passport check. Niamh, pop a folder, yes or no?
The husband packs it, he puts it together. But interestingly, I am the one that is supposed to be in charge of it when we leave for the airport. Huh. I'm the one who has it in my bum bag. It's me in my 80s bum bag. He won't take responsibility of it. He's too afraid. So that's an interesting one. He packs it though, but it's me. I'm in charge of it.
So it's sort of like a sort of monarch prime minister relationship between you two, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's going
Someone crazy. Looks like they have the power, but in fact they have none.
Yes. this is the secret to a good marriage, Russell.
It's not a secret. I fucking know it. So, okay, let me put you both on exactly the type of holiday I've just been on with my daughter. It's a city break in a warm town. So the ability to sit by the pool and do fuck all each day, but there's a tempting amount of museums and interesting shit around you. How far in advance, if it's a 7-day break, Niamh, do you think, right, we'll do the water park on day 4, that's only a 20-minute taxi out of town, there's the museum the kids will love on day 3, or do you just get there and think, let's plan it day by day, or do you, a couple of days in advance, know what's happening?
Get there, take it all in, see what the weather's like, and then plan.
Hell. Aldo?
Just vibe it out.
Oh, my God. Right, we'll get that thing. There'll be no tickets. I hope you like the hotel, because that's where you'll both be staying in Pixar.
Yeah, and now we just spend quarantine in the hotel anyway. You're not leaving.
Yeah, true. There is that.
It depends where I'm going and how long I've got there. Like, on the way back from Oz on the job two years ago, we were down working in a volcano there, and we came back, and I had exactly 8 hours in Melbourne, and I managed to get out and pick up a ticket and get to the Melbourne Gold Cup races. Like, and that was, I guess that was just an example of like being organized. And then there's other times where I'll completely miss the boat and miss everything there and sit in a pub for 3 days and get pissed. But that's also good.
Yeah, that is not something I would say no to at the moment. Okay, let's move. I know we've talked a bit about what we all do in work, but there's some interesting facts and figures here. There are stereotypes that seem to be depressingly playing out in the workplace as well. Men are more financially organised overall. I didn't do the survey, ladies. Don't troll me. The only aspect of their lives where women lag behind men is running their finances. Now, we could easily argue this is because of the pressure on women and they're not given the opportunities and respect when they're younger has made them that way. You could easily argue that, of course. In most areas, women spend less time researching and buying financial products and even spend 15 minutes less each week just reviewing where they are financially. When Lindsay was pregnant, I compared 8 different breast pumps online on Amazon and read the reviews. I wasn't going to get a shit breast pump because I was so in charge of the routine. Well, obviously, she needed to be milked regularly and I was going to run that shit. That's how organized I am. I check the reviews. I check value for money. I've got a Which subscription. I want to know which tumble dryer gets the best review in the under £500 mark and what its energy rating is. I want to fucking know. Niamh.
Are you the dream man? What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? No, honestly, I don't know anything about our... This is what's so weird is I might think I wear the trousers, but I have no idea what's going on with our finances. Like, I just hand all that over to hubby. He's the one who knows about whether we're going to remortgage or not mortgage or...
It's crazy, isn't it? 2021, you're saying that sentence. Don't you find it crazy that we're agreeing on this in 2021?
I'm that stereotype.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
No, but it statistically seems to be broadly true, Aldo. I mean, Lindsay, all the time I say, right, we'll need a new, I don't know, a set of cat bowls. This is a live situation. We've got a kitten. A set of cat bowls. And Lindsay goes, that one's looked good. I've ordered them. And it's like 2-star reviews, £3 delivery. It's like, just read down the page.
Yeah.
They're shite. If you'd scrolled down, there was one for a fiver on Prime next. I mean, just, why? Aldo, what are you like?
Yeah, I find it like with the financial stuff, all of it is like we learn from our parents. You know, you don't get taught at school. You don't get taught fucking anything useful, in my opinion, at school that serves you in later life other than how to pass tests. And, you know, finances should be one that everyone gets. And we're not talking about like back in the old days, how to write a check and how to write a letter to the bank. It's like, what matters? Where do you put money? How do you get interest, compound interest? How do you buy a house? Like, what's the mortgage? How long does the mortgage last? You know, all this shit. And, you know, for years, that's, you know, you learn from your parents. And if your parents were shit at it, then you're probably statistically going to be shit at it. And if your mum didn't do any of the finances in your house as a female, then you're probably not going to do it. So I think we've got a lot to thank or not thank our parents and society generally for. And also, finance is pretty lousy, uninteresting subject, but important.
And also, I mean, sadly, the statistics say that men being more obsessed with the finances doesn't help them in the mental health sphere. In fact, when we look at what's gone wrong with some of the high profile people we've lost in recent years, it normally is men focusing too much on their own financial organisation or lack of, or what they wish they had and didn't. So it's not necessarily a good thing to be obsessed with organising your finances. Sometimes a lighter touch can be a safer way to play it.
But like you say, you know, like by trying to, as a bloke, there's this innate obsession with trying to control everything and be this like alpha male masculine sort of figure, you know, whether you're father or brother or whatever. But ultimately, there is, you know, out of 100, there are about 3 things that you have dominion or control over. You know, control those and do those things well. Fuck everything else off, because that is just going to, that's just noise. Everything else that's out with your square meter of sort of responsibility is just noise. It doesn't matter and it's not going to help you.
I think a lot of men are thinking, right, what are those 3 things? I know mine is masturbation, beer and films. I'm in charge. How many films I watch, how much beer I drink and how often I masturbate. That's it.
And you can do those 3 things at the same time.
Definitely. Particularly if it's Terminator 3 with a hot female Terminator. So this next statement, Niamh, although I have to second a lot of what Aldo said, does call slightly into question about observing and copying and the being passed down, because many of us would have grown up in traditional houses where our mums didn't work once the babies were born. And yet, time and time again, whichever way you measure it, women are more organised at work. Researchers found that when it comes to meeting deadlines or arriving at work on time, women have the upper hand while their male counterparts struggle to keep on top of things and often forget to return phone calls. Women devote more time to planning for job interviews too. I mean, where have they learnt that with non-working mums? 25 minutes more, they'll drill down into the detail to hit the proper talking points in an interview. And starting the process of preparing for an important business meeting at least a day earlier than men. More than 1 in 10 men have been issued warnings about their poor organisation, Niamh. So this can't be learned, because many of us grew up in traditional households where our mums were stay-at-home mums. So where are the girls learning this, Niamh?
It's because girls run the world, don't they? It's changing.
Yes.
Like, everything's changing. Everything is changing. There's game-changing acts of feminism going on. There's so much stuff. Barriers are coming down, stigmas, and women are just standing up for themselves more. And I think we are, as I said earlier, incredible multitaskers. When you become a mother, you kind of become a little bit superhuman. You know, you can juggle children, a career, and everything that goes with that. So that doesn't surprise me. And also, we kind of have this inbuilt feeling that we have to survive and provide in a way which was different, I think, before. Now women have to prove themselves so much harder because we are up there now, and you can't kind of go, oh, women's rights, and then not give it some. It's like, okay, the time is now. So I think women are in a different, totally different phase than we've ever been in before. But we're just good at a lot of things and very good at maintaining that level of like high professionalism.
I worked on a film like 8 years ago, right? It was for Channel 4. And what they did was they had all these disciplines like human sat-nav, climber, dancing, opera singing, right? They had these disciplines. And actually, when they did this, they threw the casting net far and wide. And I was working on the climbing one. And actually, what turns out is that the majority of, you know, the people who won these various different activities were all females. And those females had never done those things before. And what that show highlighted was is that women are exceptionally good at very, like, millions of things, right? Basically, women are exceptionally good at it. They don't necessarily get the opportunity, or it doesn't cross their mind that they could do it. And for example, the climber that we had on the show, Hidden Talent, was I think, you know, a 42-year-old single mother from the Midlands who worked 20-hour shifts, you know, and she was an amazing climber. And it's just, so it proves the point. Women are actually much better than blokes at loads and loads of things. It's just they don't often get the opportunity. And also, I think nowadays, you know, like you, going back to your statistics there, is that, that women have to prove themselves. You know, men, we've had it quite easy. You know, mm-hmm. we just need to tip up, you know, say the right things and probably we'll get the job, or, you know, we fall into the right category, we get the job. You know, there's, you know, we don't need to really perform too well or too much. Whereas, you know, as a woman, you do, like you've got that pressure on you.
Well, we're nearly out of time, but I can't resist just asking a cultural question, given our three different backgrounds, and we've all grown up in different environments. Neve, did you grow up Sikh, if I remember correctly?
Yeah,
is that right?
Sikh, yeah. Punjabi,
so you come from a Sikh family. Aldo's grown up nesting in Scotland somewhere, where they were only taught about breaking the yoke of the English Imperial Army. And I've grown up in like wide boy Essex. So I wonder if there's any sort of things particular to our cultural background that you think might be different when it comes to being more organized or how you approach life. Neve, I'll come to you first. I mean, there's obviously an uncomfortable stereotype around achievement of Indian, Bangladeshi and Pakistani children at school. So, I mean, as an outsider, they were the top children in my school. They seem to be more organized and have a game plan with their education in a way I didn't.
I think that definitely comes down to the fact that when your parents are immigrants and you move to a country that is unknown, the pressure is so high. And I wouldn't say that it was an enjoyable thing, actually. I mean, my mum and dad, when they moved here in the 70s, you know, my dad's a turbaned Sikh. He went through so much just setting up a dentist, you know, his surgery, and just trying to be a professional person. The hurdles that they faced back then were enormous. But what that actually meant when you're growing up is you have such a huge amount of pressure on your shoulders to perform, to do better than you could ever have done, because your parents want you to excel because they brought you here for a reason. And I think also my mum's a stay-at-home, very traditional Indian mother. And for me, that just made me want to go against the grain even more. Like watching her being super organized, cooking, cleaning, doing all that stuff just made me go, fuck, I don't want to do this.
So like, you sort of rebelled against it.
Yeah, I just want to get a husband who will do it all for me, which worked out really
exactly.
Well.
So I'm into Lionel Richie and men that do what I'm told. Aldo, I mean, there's obviously, again, a number of almost joke stereotypes. They're sort of fun, fraternal stick-poking between the English and the Scottish, but there are significant cultural differences to the point it culminated in a vote not so long ago about we're so culturally different we wish to stand alone.
Yeah.
So I wonder when it comes to being more organised and you're in your sort of game plan, if there's a stereotype about Scottish parents that's different to like where I come from in the southeast, which is like, blag it, see what happens, react. I mean, don't take it too seriously. Yeah. You can fight your way out of any situation, a sort of loose approach.
I think, you know, I live in England now and have done for since I joined the Marines, basically.
Where did you grow up? Which part of Scotland?
West coast of Scotland, so Kilwinning in Ayrshire. And so, you know, I guess if I was to try and guess, I would say people spend more time being organised with the things that don't generally matter. So like, so like being organised with holidays, being organised with cars, or, you know, the next car or the next thing that they're going to buy or have, as opposed to potentially spent, you know, being more organised with, like,
yeah,
like for me, like school and university was never a big push, or, you know, or, no, or having a plan or a goal. Whereas, you know, I, as a person, became very organised because I knew that I needed to be to get in the Marines at such a young age.
But what about politically? I mean, you stack Nicola Sturgeon and Boris alongside. At the time of recording, we're on the tail end, we hope, of COVID-19. It's chalk and cheese. Yeah. I mean, we Nicola has a strong plan, super organised, based on logic and stoicism and what needs to be done. And Boris is like, you know, lick my face, see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, it's like a metaphor for the difference between Scottishness and Englishness.
And there's a huge, you know, there's a huge hatred up there, up in Scotland with Westminster. It's just so far removed from, like, even how I grew up and, you know, and where you grew up in Scotland is so far removed from what's happening down there. But I kind of, like, politically, you know, I very much, as with everything else in my life, I've just kind of, like, it's noise. Like, I can't change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I
maybe
just,
it's just that Nicola's a woman, so she's better organized. I mean, if you look, all the countries that had female leaders were more organized in their response to COVID-19. Germany, New Zealand, Scotland.
Yeah.
Poor old Nicola got dragged down because we have a porous border, obviously, so our infections are going to go across. But she was more on the money. Her approval ratings at the top. She was like, stop waning, you need to stay in. End of press conference. Whereas Boris is like, what about if we dance quite close to people but don't actually touch them?
But there's a lot to be said as well for male egos when it comes to organisation. Yep. You know, like we, in my line of work, having an ego will get you killed, right? But that same ego that you have,
I know, I was just thinking, in my line of work, too much ego, you also die just on stage while everyone's throwing bottles of piss at you.
But that very definitely happens. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, men have the ballsy attitude that we're organised and we're this and we're that. We're not, you know, we put up the front that we're potentially organised, but we are organising in the wrong areas of what's important.
Yeah. Niamh, we're almost out of time. I've just got to know, when you sat down at night, you're relaxing, you take your bra off, all women do. Where do you put it? Lindsay hung hers on the stairs the other day and we didn't talk for a day. She hung it as though to mock me from a stair rail, like an ancient totem found in a forest.
I remove my bra and fling it at my husband's head.
Oh, you fucking... That's all we got time for. Thank you very much, Niamh Spencer and Aldo Kane. We have organised jack shit on this talk about organisation. Thank you very much for listening. If you've come here as a followers of Aldo, you're probably just hiding in the bushes waiting to jump out and subscribe at any moment with lethal precision. Please do. And leave a review and then retreat into the bushes silently after that review has been left. If you're a fan of Niamh also, please hang around. Listen to more. Niamh comes back all the time. Don't just come for this one episode. We talk about all things. Sometimes it turns deep, serious and poignant. Sometimes we just talk about, should men shave their balls? The answer is yes, by the way, gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. See you again next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.